Welcome back to Good Food. Imagine if each of your family members had the ability to focus on one part of your heritage cuisine deeply enough to teach it. So you formed a team to share recipes, gardening tips, and stories with millions of people, newbies to the cuisine, as well as immigrants missing a taste of home. Meet the Leungs, whose blog and now book, Walks of Life, that's W-O-K-S, serves up inspiration for all of us. Daughters Sarah and Caitlin join us today. Hi, ladies.
Hi, Evan.
Hi, Evan.
Thank you for having
us. Thank you so much for having us.
I'm so happy that you're both here. Sarah, could you tell us a bit about Caitlin and what her role is in Walks of Life?
Yeah, so I think we have all sort of carved out our own roles in the blog, and it kind of helps us work together harmoniously. And for my sister, Caitlin, on the blog, like sort of the business side of things, she is our social media manager. She's also managing our video presence, so YouTube and stuff like that. And when it comes to recipes, she is our master of condiments, so homemade chili oil, XO sauce, things like that. And she's also sort of like the, I don't know, I guess like the mad genius kind of semi-chaotic, but she comes up with really cool ideas for new recipes, stepping away a little bit away from tradition sometimes. But when it comes to condiments, I feel like she's solidly like in the pocket on traditional stuff. So it's a little bit of a mix of everything.
And now, Caitlin, would you do the same about Sarah?
So Sarah is my older sister, and she really lives up to the title. So on the Walks of Life, Sarah's definitely the pusher. I would say she makes sure that we're all on track and that things get done. And she's like kind of the main point person in terms of day-to-day operations of the blog, making sure that things get done on time and that we're all sort of on the same page. And Sarah was actually the one who was the primary founder of the blog. She got us up and running on the internet back in the day when we first started. And in terms of the kinds of cooking that she does, she is like the queen of all things like quick and easy. She's very much all about efficiency, as she would say, efficiency runs through her veins. So she's really great at making like easy like stir fries with just like a little bit of meat and vegetables on a weeknight, and thinking through ways to like, you know, similar to me, I guess, we both kind of occupy this headspace, I guess, of thinking of different ways to evolve traditional cooking methods from Chinese cuisine.
And now tell us about your parents.
Yeah, so our parents, Bill and Judy, are, they were the original sort of brain trust of the blog. Before my sister and I knew how to cook Chinese food, they were the primary teachers. And our job was kind of just translating their knowledge into really clear recipes for people to follow. And now that we've all kind of become proficient Chinese cooks, I think my parents occupy this sort of space of a traditional space. Like my mom, her recipes speak to her upbringing in China, in Shanghai, the memories that she grew up with. And also she has this really deep respect for all Chinese regional cooking and sort of exploring those avenues and keeping tradition alive. My dad actually grew up cooking in restaurants with his father and stepfather, who were both restaurant chefs, and his parents actually eventually opened a Chinese restaurant in New Jersey, and my dad helped out at that restaurant pretty often on the weekends. So he brings that sort of Chinese-American takeout cooking knowledge, as well as his parents were Cantonese, so he also brings a lot of traditional Cantonese recipes to the table. When you mix all of us together, it's a really good combination, and I think it kind of speaks to different aspects of the Chinese-American experience.
Do you remember what the first recipe you ever posted was on the blog?
I do. It was called Simple Spicy Pan-Fried Noodles, and it was kind of a go-to after-school snack that my sister and I grew up making every day after school. It was probably arguably one of the only, like, quote-unquote Chinese dishes that we knew how to make, and our mom taught us how to make it. It's basically pan-fried noodles with sesame oil, soy sauce, maybe a little bit of chili sauce if you want. If you're not into spicy food, you don't have to put any on. Maybe a little bit of white pepper. You mix it up and enjoy it. It's super simple and was definitely the first recipe we ever posted because it was so easy.
And Caitlin, what about the most recent one?
The most recent recipe, it's all a blur. A recent recipe that we posted is actually kind of an interesting one because it's a Chinese-American takeout classic, but classic depending on who you ask. It's called War Wonton Soup.
And I love War Wonton Soup.
Oh, you see? Okay, so you're one of the people who knows what it is, but depending on what region you're in, some people are like, war what? Like, what are you talking about? Like, they just think of wonton soup with, you know, just wontons floating in broth. But this version of it is, it's kind of like a mixed or like a combination wonton soup, and it has shrimp and tossu or barbecue pork and like pieces of carrot and bok choy. So it's like definitely a full meal all on its own. And yeah, people are really liking it, that it's a blast from the past of sorts. And it's been cool to see in the comments of people kind of debating like where you might find it and where it's most common and where it might have originated.
Yeah, it's like something from my childhood in the 60s when there was more Cantonese food being served in restaurants than there is now.
Yes, well, definitely when Cantonese food was dominant.
Another term that we've heard for it is subgum wonton soup, which in Cantonese, that means like 10 brocades, which is essentially like a really fancy way of saying like varied, like it has numerous varied ingredients. So there's lots of different names for this dish. And, you know, I've heard other people say, oh, in my restaurant, it's called combination wonton soup, or in my restaurant, it's called house wonton soup. On the blog, it's just really interesting to hear from readers from across the country and around the world about what sort of Chinese takeout looks like for them locally and how it differs from region to region.
As a family, do you guys ever order Chinese takeout?
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
No, we're yeah, we get lazy too, as much as the next person. And we love ordering out from a local Chinese takeout place. I would say our family order is like, we go for beef and broccoli usually. Can't say no to sesame chicken. I don't know, Caitlin, what else do you think?
Oh my God, I'm blanking on it. Oh, the Singapore Mei Fun. So like the Singapore noodles is one of my mom's favorites. Gotta have a hot and sour soup. I'll also say that it's not just about laziness. Like we actually like love Americanized Chinese food in the same way that we love Chinese food from the different provinces of China. It's something that we crave, and I think that it's common to sort of hear people be like scoffing about those dishes, and you know, it's its own genre, I guess I'll say, but we definitely love it all the same. It's food that we grew up with too.
So let's talk about food for a minute. I would love for each of you to tell us about a recipe that you contributed to the book that you really, really want us to make. I'm sure you're at a point by now where you see some people making things right away and over, and maybe some other recipes aren't getting a lot of love.
I will do a plug for one of my own recipes, which is shortcut Dan Dan noodles. And for anybody who doesn't know what it is, Dan Dan noodles are like the most addictively spicy, umami, like bowl of noodles that you'll probably ever eat. And there's loads of chili oil, there's some sesame paste, there's ground pork and like a salty preserved vegetable that kind of goes over the top as like a condiment. It's like incredible. But it's not the easiest to make, especially not on a casual weeknight. It's a project. But the shortcut method in the book is that you pre-make a sauce. So you spend like, you know, like an hour and a half on a weekend making this sauce that gives you enough for like 20 servings. So down the road, you just boil noodles, you grab it from the refrigerator, mix up your sauce, and then spoon it over the noodles, mix it up, and like that's your meal sorted. And it really does not taste at all like you took any shortcuts. I just think it's like a great all-around recipe that has the ability to build your confidence in Chinese cooking. Like when you make that bowl of noodles, you're like, wow, this is impressive, like that this came out of my home kitchen.
And what about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I have similar feelings about one of my recipes in the book, which is it's in the dim sum chapter. It's actually the opening recipe of the book, and it's pork and shrimp shumai. And I think people will be really shocked at how easy it is to create like a restaurant quality dim sum item at home. If you have a stand mixer, you don't necessarily have to use a stand mixer. You can hand mix it as well. But if you have a stand mixer, that's really it. You just kind of put all the ingredients into a mixer and let it go to whip up the filling. And then you use store-bought thin Hong Kong style dumpling wrappers and fill them. Steam them, and like that's it. And they're just delicious. I mean, I would put them up against any restaurant's shumai. So I think people will just be sort of, again, like to echo what my sister said, surprised at what they're able to create in their own kitchen.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, just enjoy all the success and attention that you're getting. I'm sure more is on the way.
Thank you so much. This was such a great conversation.
Yeah, thank you so much, Evan.
That's Sarah and Caitlin Leung. Together with their parents, they've written The Walks of Life, Recipes to Know and Love from a Chinese-American Family, a cookbook. We've got recipes for their shortcut dan dan noodles and pork and shrimp shumai on our website. That's kcrw.com/goodfood.